From the automotive capital of the world, welcome to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
When I come up to a stop, if I use the brake and stop, then when I let off the brake to go, it jerks.
Problems with your car, truck, motorcycle, minivan, or RV? The solution is just a phone call away. 1-800-859-0957. That's 1-800-859-0957.
I put new front rotors, and when I turn left or right with my foot on the brake, I get a pulsation of the ABS.
And remember, The Car Show is designed for everyone, whether you do your own work, take your car to the dealership, or to the independent service center of your choice.
When it's cold and I start to move, it like the transmission slips and then it catches. What's the answer for that, guys?
Your calls and more when The Car Show returns.
Today's look at maintaining your vehicle's electrical components is brought to you by CRC and their QD electronic cleaner. Modern vehicles rely on dozens of electrical components to run safely and efficiently, from sensors and wiring harnesses to battery terminals, connectors, and control modules. Over time, dirt, oil, moisture, road salt, and corrosion can build up, interfering with electrical connections, restricting current flow, and triggering warning lights, performance issues, even system failures. A wiring harness is integral to the central nervous system of your car. Dirty, corroded, or oil-soaked connectors at the end of the wires create high resistance, preventing the full flow of electricity. CRC's QD, or Quick Dry Electronic Cleaner, removes oil, oxidation, corrosion, dirt, and grime to keep electrical components in top shape. It's plastic safe, dries quickly, and leaves no residue. Follow up with CRC dielectric grease to seal and protect the connections. Keeping electrical components clean helps ensure accurate signals, strong connections, and reliable operation. It also prevents premature wear, protects against moisture intrusion, and helps extend the life of critical vehicle systems. You can learn more at crcindustries.com.
With Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It is. This is Brian, and that is Dan right there, sitting over
where?
On the other side.
Where?
He's somewhere. He's always doing something. Dan can't sit still. He's always working on something around here. You know how
well,
that
Brian,
works.
Well, Brian, I didn't know if you were speaking or anything because you had that donut by your mouth. I didn't know what was going on.
I wait until you talk, and then I eat my donut. You know how this works.
Yeah. Well, the problem with it is I never see you chewing, so I think you swallow.
I'm a busy working guy. I got no time for chewing.
Okay.
Somebody once, when you're a little kid, you're eating it. I remember my grandmother was saying, did you even taste that?
I've heard that before.
Yeah. How are you this fine week? Everything good?
Yeah, settled down a little bit. Did a lot of out on the road things, yeah. On-site things, which worked out quite well. Maybe as we go on, we can talk about it a little more about the conversion of people with different types of products that are available out there for their fuel system or engine.
Been out traveling the road, proselytizing for chemicals, haven't you? As you travel, you just tell people, here's the chemicals you should use, right?
Right. Bottom line is, our car, because of all the computers that continuously will say, make adjustments and tune up your engine. And a lot of things are hidden. We forget about it, but there's still maintenance that should be done.
True. Speaking of maintenance, there's an email here from Kirk. He doesn't tell me where he's from, but that's cool. Kirk has a question. He says he loves the show, but he has a 2022 Equinox with 31,000 miles on it right now. He said, I'd like to know about doing a little more advanced maintenance, like the transfluid transfusion he's heard you talk about, and maybe an antifreeze flush on the system. But he's saying his question is it too early in the life cycle of this vehicle with 31,000 miles to be concerned about transmission or cooling system services?
Well, it's never too early. And, you look at the age of the vehicle and only 31,000 miles in 4 years, it tells me that, most likely it's a lot of stop and go driving, city driving. So even more, we have to rate our driving habits. If you do a lot of expressway driving and put a lot of miles on in a day, you can squeak that through a little longer. But when we get into a vehicle, we'll say like this Equinox with the 31,000 miles, mm-hmm. not a bad idea to do all this. I mean, transmission, for an example, very simple. When he takes it in to have his oil changed, they can also drain out. It just has a plug on the bottom of the transmission on this vehicle, drain out the amount of transmission fluid that is in there and measure it, and then they'll replace what's put back in. And on an average, it's going to be anywhere between 4 to 6 quarts that they'll drain out of the transmission, depending on how long they let it sit there to drain. You know, the longer it sets, the more you may get out.
Right.
Great idea on that. And I always like to, if we're going to do that much, you really don't drain all the transmission oil out of it. So what you should get into or recommend that you should also use, you know, an automatic transmission protectant and cleaner. This will help rejuvenate the rest of the fluid that you didn't take out of the system, and it'll help it along. And, you know, and plus by using it, especially if you use Hot Shots Secret Shift Restore.
Yeah.
You know, it's the biggest thing, and we've heard this before, and as we go on, we'll talk about stiction and what stiction is, but doing this in your transmission will eliminate that stiction. You know, it takes different areas to have, you'll have smoother gear changes. You'll get rid of a little bit of noise and vibration. And the biggest thing about it is, you know, it keeps rust and corrosion away. So that's that area of the transmission. When you get into the cooling system, normally the manufacturer recommends every 5 years or 150,000 miles. Mm-hmm. I would do the same thing on this. Do a drain and fill. You don't necessarily need a flush at this time. So what you can do is you drain the system out, same thing, you measure it. And then, of course, to make things simple, you can go to Advanced Auto Parts and buy the Peak Engine Coolant Antifreeze that's already pre-mixed according to the color that's recommended for your vehicle. And all you do is you'll add that to what you've taken out. So you're not really doing a flush, but it's enough to help rejuvenate the rest of the coolant that's within the system. That vehicle, of course, doesn't have a power steering pump with hydraulic oil. It uses an electric motor, so okay. We're okay there. And the other issue, too, is brake fluid. Brake fluid is so critical about having, even on that, even if he's a do-it-yourselfer and if he wants to take a suction device like a turkey baster or whatever, mm-hmm. and remove 8 or 10 or 12 ounces of brake fluid out of the reservoir, brake fluid is hygroscopic. In other words, it'll absorb moisture over time. So even doing this little bit, you know, it's not a full service, but it's enough to keep things going, to prolong the life. I've seen so many times, in fact, later when we talk about this 2018 GMC Sierra mm-hmm. that I had in the shop, we can get into it a little bit further about what happens when you don't change it. You know, it's, you know, you don't want to wait to the last minute. And this will prolong that life of that vehicle. I mean, I have some of my customers that have 400,000 miles on their vehicles because they started off early enough and spending a little bit of money. And then at the required time, we'll say like for the transmission, then you change the filter and other components. But no, it's never too early. And also, you know, make sure that we always want to keep up on tire pressure, and also to make, you know, look at tire wear to make sure the vehicle doesn't need an alignment.
There you go, Kirk. Easy answer. Just, it's never too early to start. It can be too late, though. We'll be right back here on the Car Show. AGM or absorbent glass mat batteries are becoming more and more popular, especially given the electrical demands we put on today's vehicles. Think start-stop technology, backup cameras, and entertainment system is just a few of the things that stress your vehicle's battery. AGM technology features a number of benefits. No free moving liquid, increased vibration resistance, and faster recharge times. AGM batteries also offer longer life in extreme temperatures. You can learn more about AGM battery technology at the newly redesigned autobatteries.com. Advance Auto Parts is giving one lucky Advance Rewards member a garage upgrade like no other. Introducing the Garage of Legends sweepstakes, featuring a chance to win a $25,000 garage makeover curated by the experts at Gears and Gasoline. Imagine turning a standard workspace into a professional-grade sanctuary. Plus, two additional winners will score $100 Advance Auto Parts gift cards and premium prize packs for all the top brands. Enter now through May 31st on the Advance Auto Parts app or at advanceautoparts.com. while today's gasoline is good, it still leaves behind deposits that rob power and efficiency. Hotshot Secret Gasoline Extreme is engineered to deep clean fuel injectors, intake valves, and combustion chambers in just one tank, restoring lost performance while protecting critical engine components. The result? Improved throttle response, increased fuel economy up to 7.9% in user testing, and a smoother operation. Hotshot Secret Gasoline Extreme is powered by science, available nationwide at Tractor Supply, Amazon, and at hotshotsecret.com. A clear windshield is an important part of safely operating your vehicle. Peak Silicone Plus Wiper Blades features a tri-layer wiping element constructed with a silicone compound to extend the life. 2 million problem-free wipes, to be exact. Peak Silicone Plus and Silicone Platinum wiper blades last 4 times longer than the industry standard, and the Easy Snap Universal Connector System fits most wiper arm styles. You can learn more at peakauto.com. It's available at amazon.com/P, E, A, K.
To The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Want to remind everybody that The Car Show is brought to you in part by K-Seal, the global leader in coolant leak repair. Fixing a coolant leak doesn't have to be complicated. K-Seal is a one-step coolant leak repair for everyday leaks. No draining the system, no flushing, no antifreeze worries. You just shake, pour, and go. You can learn more about that at kseal.com. We love K-Seal. I love it because it's one of those products you can put into the system whether you're having a leak or not. If your car's getting a little older and you're starting to worry about it, like, oh, you know, this might happen, you can put K-Seal in there. It's not going to plug anything up, and it'll stay in the system. And if you do form a leak, if a leak starts in there, it will seal it before it starts. Great.
Right. Yeah, it is a great product. And again, it's permanent. It's there to stay.
And that's what I like about it.
Yes. And you can do it either way. You can do it on a cooling system that is aged. And you can also do it on a cooling system when you do a flush. Either way, it's going to be adaptable.
Excellent. I've got an email here from Bob in our favorite town of Grass Valley, California. Bob has a 2006 Fleetwood Fiesta 32S motorhome. He says it's on a W18 workhorse chassis equipped with a GM 8.1 liter V8 engine. He said about 63,000 miles on it, and it said it runs near perfectly and has been well cared for. He said about 3 years ago, the tank fuel pump died, and he dropped the 75-gallon gas tank and replaced the pump. He said he failed to realize any need to adjust the float level before reinstalling. After it was back together, the gauge was reading off about, he said, between a quarter and 3/8 of a tank. The fuel gauge drops rapidly on the last half of the tank. He said, I decided to live with that and just keep my eye on the fuel level. Last year, the gauge started misbehaving, sometimes sticking on empty and sometimes reading near full. When driven, the gauge does drop, but not at an appropriate rate. He said when the tank is filled, the gauge does read full. Often, when the gauge is reading empty, it'll start moving up when the motorhome's driven down the road. He said, I'm going to take the pump out again and check for loose grounds, wires, and such. I'm wondering how to ensure I set the float properly before reinstalling the tank. He says, am I on the right track for resolving the misreading problem, or should I look at the gauge instrument cluster or somewhere else?
Well, you know, back in the old days, before we had all the electronics, even on fuel pumps and modules that are in fuel tanks, you really didn't have to set the float level. It would seek its own level. So we'll say, for an example, his 75-gallon fuel tank is, you know, 2 foot tall. And you have a sweep, if you look at the arm on the float, and if it goes up and down, and if it's sweeping real nice, it's like a rheostat in your house to dim your lights,
right,
or turn them off. Same principle. So if he said he adjusted it, well, if he adjusted it, most likely he bent something, which I think was a wrong move. That's the first issue. Then the second issue, how he described it'll move around from fold and back down to low. Normally that is an indication of a lost ground or a bad ground. So what I would do is locate the ground wire that leads to the fuel pump module. Run an auxiliary ground. Tap into that ground wire. Make sure you use a proper connector when you do this and tap in. And then find another area where you can, we'll say on the frame or even underneath another bunch of wires, mm-hmm. and start off with a clean ground. And by doing that as a trial, and when he runs the vehicle, he will not have to look for a needle in the haystack, and that'll tell him if it was a grounding problem or not. If it's still doing the same thing, I would suspect the fact that bending that arm, he could have did a little bit of damage to the fuel sending unit that's attached to the pump. Yes. And it's like a wiper. It's a very fine, and he could put too much pressure on it. And these little wipers, there should be two of them, that go over a printed circuit board. It may have that little bit of a, less than a thousandth of an inch gap in that area because of bending that arm. So it could be the sending unit too, but let's do something simple. Mm-hmm. Auxiliary ground, number one. Mm-hmm. And then of course, he may have to drop that tank again and replace that pump without bending anything, where he could have had a lost ground or a bad ground to begin with.
Oh, okay. Is that now clearly he's done it, so he knows how to do it. Is it easy to replace without bending those ground, the wipes that you were talking
about?
Well,
you don't know. Normally they're preset.
Okay.
Again, you shouldn't have to bend anything. And by putting that type of pressure on it, he could have damaged they're little fine brass arms that go up against this circuit board, this printed circuit board. And it may not have enough tension on them. Or if he pulls it apart, inspect that pump and go up and down with the float and watch that two little wipers that go up against that printed circuit plate, that board, and see if it's, if they're separated or even if these things have a little bend to them. But normally you do not do that. It's pretty much preset. You have to handle these things very gently.
Yeah. Yeah, and I can imagine it would be easy to accidentally, bump them or something like that.
Right. Well, but in this case, again, start off with the ground. And in fact, I'm doing an on-site job on a 25-year-old 40-foot diesel pusher motorhome that, they don't use it all the time. And the customer was complaining about a lot of gremlins, the oil pressure gauge didn't work, and audible alarms went off. So, what I ended up doing is I keep this on hand, the CRC, the QD electronic cleaner, it's an aerosol, and also the dielectric grease that CRC has, which I really like it because it's in a bladder can where you can just squirt out the amount that you need. And I ended up cleaning the connectors at the engine by this diesel engine. They were soaked with oil, and by cleaning all this up the way I needed to do, and then using the dielectric grease, it took away, at least I got rid of 75% of the gremlins. So now, when I get time, I'll be back out to his place and, going to go through the rest of the connectors and see if we can, solve these problems he has. And again, not a lot of miles, 70,000 miles on a 25-year-old vehicle. And they set around a lot. So, not a lot of corrosion can form and moisture intrusion and oil soaking of these connectors. And, it's pretty critical about, keeping this clean and, without replacing the CRC products, both the QD electronic cleaner and also the silicone dielectric grease.
Yeah.
You just push them in the connectors. And again, we eliminated that one problem with the oil pressure indicator because it drove him nuts, because along with the needle being down, it had an audible alarm.
Oh God.
that would go on and off. So
ding, 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 ding.
Yep. Well, his is a buzzer.
Oh, even worse.
Yeah. So, talking about motorhomes, I just wanted to set that in because, you know, you don't use them all the time. And that's more of a reason too, with the motorhome problem with the fuel gauge, it could be a grounding problem. So
yeah, because it just sits there. I hadn't really thought about that, but with it sitting there, the maintenance is probably even more critical, because if you're only using it a few months out of the year,
yes,
you know, you've got to really pay attention to what's going on with that when you want to use it.
Yeah, and you know, and how is it stored? You know, is it stored outdoors? Is it covered? I mean, there's so many different factors. You know, are they in the we'll call it the salt belt, you know, with de-icing, if it's used during the winter months. I mean, there's so many factors, and don't make a simple problem worse.
Just exactly.
Go back to the basics.
Yeah, and Bob's in Grass Valley, California, so hopefully they're not using a lot of salt there.
Well, he travels across country.
That's true. So he's probably traveling through salt. So yes. that should solve your problem, Bob, or at least get you started. If you need any help, you know where we're at, right here at thecarshow.com. From the makers of trusted products like Brake Clean and Mass Airflow Sensor Cleaner, CRC delivers another best-in-class solution for vehicle maintenance and repair. The CRC GDI Service Pack includes everything needed to remove carbon at six critical points in the engine: MAF sensor, throttle body, combustion chamber, intake valves, spark plugs, and fuel injectors. This comprehensive treatment is effective in increasing vehicle MPG and restoring horsepower in a very easy-to-use kit. Drive to crcindustries.com for more information. AGM or absorbent glass mat batteries are becoming more and more popular, especially given the electrical demands we put on today's vehicles. Think start-stop technology, backup cameras, and entertainment system is just a few of the things that stress your vehicle's battery. AGM technology features a number of benefits: no free moving liquid, increased vibration resistance, and faster recharge times. AGM batteries also offer longer life in extreme temperatures. You can learn more about AGM battery technology at the newly redesigned autobatteries.com.
Show continues with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It does, and I want to remind you really quickly here that we're brought to you in part by the new Peak Titanium Antifreeze Plus Coolant. Featuring an advanced formula that cleans and protects against corrosion, Peak Titanium is compatible with any color or type of antifreeze coolant. You can learn more about that right there at peakauto.com. What's been going on with you this week, Mr. Petras, in the shop? Anything good?
Well, you know, this is something that could have been in the customer's mind, a very expensive repair, because, you know, a lot of the, we'll start off with what I had in the shop. It was a 2018 GMC Sierra with a 5.3 cylinder engine. And what it has a, what they call a fuel management system, an active fuel management system. And what it does, under light driving conditions, we'll say you're on the highway cruising, The system will automatically shut down four of the eight cylinders. In other words, you'll have an increase of fuel economy. Well, what happens and how this system works is that as you're driving and the load is light, there's a hydraulic action. This is with the engine oil. So when the load is low, the valve lifter oil manifold solenoids are controlled to open high oil pressure to the collapsible lifters. So these lifters actually collapse. The spark still goes on. So when you're driving down the road, you may have a V8 engine, but in reality on this vehicle, it's a four cylinder. So what happens then when the oil pressure, it'll take and push a locking pin inside the lifter and the lifter collapses. So this way the intake and the exhaust valves aren't opening. So here's the bad thing about this. So when the customer brought the vehicle into me, the engine was misfiring. Naturally, put the equipment on it, check it out. It says that the engine had multiple misfires. I said, oh, well, maybe we have an igniting or we have a spark plug, you know, something in that area. So doing all the checks ahead of time, what I found out was that looking at its maintenance and pulling out the oil stick, the oil was dirty. And even taking out the oil cap and looking inside, you can see that the sludge there, and in this case, what it's called stiction. Okay. Yeah. And people say, well, what's stiction? Well, what stiction is, it's actually, it's sludge and varnish that's created from the burnt oil. So here we do, we have a hydraulic system, and I'm going to try to make this as untechnical as possible.
Okay.
That will take,
thank you,
and the hydraulic pressure will push these little pins in the lifters to deactivate them. Well, what was going on, and I didn't know what cylinder at first, is that these lifters were sticking. So because they were sticking, the valves weren't opening, and that's where the misfires came through. So what I ended up doing, with his permission, is, of course, we started off with a fresh oil change.
Mm-hmm.
After the oil change, then the next step is I called up Advance, and I ordered in. I normally buy it in larger quantities, but this time around, I ended up buying just two of the 16-ounce containers of the stiction eliminator that I added along with the oil change. And normally this time around with the stiction eliminator, what it is, it'll help remove that stiction. So what I had at that time done, with permission again, I had one of my guys after the service work, mm-hmm, and it was still misfiring after that. We knew what the problem was, what cylinders were dropping out. So he went on a road cruise, had him go on the expressway and drive around. And as he drove it, it was getting better and better. The check engine light, believe it or not, turned off.
Oh, wow.
Drove it a little bit. Mm-hmm. 40 miles of driving brought it back into the shop. And sure enough, you know, the misfire, the roughness was gone, but it still had a little bit of a wobble to it. You could see that it, a little bit of a rough idle. So what I recommended then is, here we go with chemistry again, Brian.
Okay.
I recommended that he should do what we call a GDI service. Now, his truck is a gasoline direct injected engine. In other words, the fuel, instead of being sprayed into the intake manifold like port fuel, it's right into the cylinder. Okay. So right, it's high pressure. So by using the CRC service kit, mm-hmm, what I ended up doing, he got the works on this one. I cleaned the mass airflow sensor. We cleaned the throttle body. At that point too, by using this cleaner, it helps clean the combustion chamber. It'll clean the spark plugs. And after all that service work was done, of course, there's a pour in PEA detergent fuel system cleaner that went into the fuel tank. Had my guy again take a road trip, of course, running errands, picking up parts.
Sure.
And that little bit of driving coming back, he noticed there was a lot more engine power. The idle was a little bit smoother. Now, this wasn't right away. This is coming off the expressway. And he swears, my guy swears up and down. He says, boy, you know, this, it was like putting a different engine in it. It had power again. So what I'm waiting on now, mm-hmm, the vehicle was delivered. Customers had it now for 2 days. And I told him, you know, put some miles on it, put 300-400 miles on it, and give me a report back. Let me know, you know, how it starts in the morning, if the rough idle's gone, how it starts cold. Was it hard starting? And the good news out of all of this, by using the stiction eliminator from Hot Shot Secret, that is what actually helped clean this sludge that were collapsing the lifters for the fuel system, for the active fuel management system. So let this be, you know, not just for this customer, but for everybody out there that has a GM 5.3 engine with an active fuel management system, that it's not a bad idea to use Hot Shot Secret, the stiction eliminator, and put it into your vehicle. You start using it now. Even if you know, have an oil change that's not due for a while, you only need 2 ounces per quart, and use it as preventative maintenance. It'll eliminate this problem, because it's been a known problem. If this gets too bad for the shop to replace the hydraulic lifters and rocker arms because of this sludge, because of the what's there, and to save thousands of dollars, you can't beat it. This is where, you know, the chemistry out there is just phenomenal. And again, stiction is for real, whether it's in a gasoline engine or even in a diesel engine. It does form over time, and that's because of the heat. And this customer also complained about, too, that he was consuming oil. Well, another thing that happens is that because of the stiction, it can actually build up around the oil ring on the pistons. Mm-hmm. The oil ring is the bottom ring. And what that does is it scrapes down the oil back down into the crankcase. And hopefully this will loosen up these rings so his oil consumption will go down. But that's going to take a little bit of time. Again, this truck only had 100,000 miles on it.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, not many miles at all. But, you know, cleaning fuel systems, it absolutely works. And the big difference, too, is even on a GDI service kit from CRC. Mm-hmm. Your vehicle, for an example, Brian, I know you just bought a brand new one.
Yep.
But same thing. You know, you have a gas engine.
Yep. GDI engine.
And at 30,000 miles, you need to do the full cleaning.
Yep. I've got the kit all ready to go. Honestly, so, I do in the garage. I got the GDI, the CRC GDI service kit and with everything. What I like about it is, besides having all the chemistry in one box, it's got a little booklet of instructions of how to use each product. So I don't have to, you know, sometimes the can, I'm an old guy, Dan. Sometimes the can, the print is so small, I can't read it. So this little booklet is nice. It's got the, it's printed big enough I can read it. And then it's got, to add the fuel additive, it's got the funnel for my tank in the kit. I don't have to hunt for my funnel. It's already provided for me in the GDI service kit, which is really nice to me.
And your vehicle's a turbo vehicle, so you know it's going to help clean the turbocharger, the impeller on the turbo. It'll clean the carbon deposits that form on top of the pistons, which it'll really, it's called thermal shocking. It'll really break that up. And also, you know, the biggest thing, too, is how, you know, the intake valves and exhaust valves can form deposits because of the ethanol fuels. Even though this is a direct spray into it, you know, you want to keep the system clean. Just like the caller in the beginning of the show that stated, what can he do at 31,000 miles? And, you know, this is, all of this needs to be done at 31,000 miles.
So. Yeah. And it's nice with, number one, I've used the stiction eliminator too, so I know it works, which is nice. And it's nice to be able to buy these things like the GDI service kit and know in one box I've got everything I need.
Right. You know? And again, you don't overbuy. They give you just enough to do the service.
Correct. And that's really super, is I don't have a bunch of stuff laying around. When you use the service kit, you use it and you move on.
Right.
At least that's what I like to do. Get it done. Now I'm done.
Well, hey, same here, Brian.
Exactly. Advance Auto Parts is giving one lucky Advance Rewards member a garage upgrade like no other. Introducing the Garage of Legends sweepstakes, featuring a chance to win a $25,000 garage makeover curated by the experts at Gears and Gasoline. Imagine turning a standard workspace into a professional-grade sanctuary. Plus, two additional winners will score $100 Advance Auto Parts gift cards and premium prize packs for all the top brands. Enter now through May 31st on the Advance Auto Parts app or at advanceautoparts.com. While today's gasoline is good, it still leaves behind deposits that rob power and efficiency. Hot Shot Secret Gasoline Extreme is engineered to deep clean fuel injectors, intake valves, and combustion chambers in just one tank, restoring lost performance while protecting critical engine components. The result? Improved throttle response, increased fuel economy up to 7.9% in user testing, and a smoother operation. Hot Shot Secret Gasoline Extreme is powered by science, available nationwide at Tractor Supply, Amazon, and at hotshotsecret.com.
Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Remember, if you want to get a hold of us, you want to reach Dan, it's all right there at thecarshow.com. Our phone number, times we tape, our email, our voicemail, my pager number, there's a way to send me a semaphore flag signal. It's all right there, Dan.
Well, what about you said cell phone number? You can, because you're up early, so they can call at any time.
They can call anytime. I'm always available. I have no answers, but I'm always available. My answer is always, I should ask Dan about this. We should ask Dan about this. And if I'm left alone and I have no Dan, my answer is, ooh, you should get a new car. That sounds bad.
Yep.
We've got an email here from Catherine. This is kind of an interesting thing. She's looking and she's trying to buy. She says, I'm looking at a Honda CR-V Touring Hybrid, a 2023 with 30,000 miles. She said the Carfax on it says it's had a minor accident reported on the front right bumper. They're asking about $31,000 for the car. She's asking, should I be concerned with this? This is a certified pre-owned with a powertrain warranty still good for like 70,000 miles or 4 years. But she's wondering, should she worry that this Carfax is accurate with the minor accident on the front right bumper?
Well, Brian, believe it or not, they are very, very accurate. And keep in mind that any time we'll say that maybe someone backed into this person or this person that owned the car prior, maybe they bumped something. Any time the police mm-hmm. are called out, it's reported. And then, of course, if the insurance company does a payout, but all these reports that I've looked at about damages, and I mean, I use Carfax if someone is buying a vehicle and they want me to dive into it a little bit deeper. Mm-hmm. I mean, it goes as far as that. We'll say, for example, if you have always taken your car to a dealer or a major oil change place, by the VIN number, it shows when that vehicle was serviced. And most of the stuff, when it says minor, it's always a repair of a bumper cover or replacement of a bumper cover. Okay. The biggest thing that I would be concerned about if it wasn't this minor accident mm-hmm. would be color match. Sometimes a bumper cover may not have the same match, but if it was a certified vehicle that it was inspected, mm-hmm. I do not have a problem with that whatsoever. Yeah. I mean, it's they're pretty decent, pretty accurate on that across the board. And okay. if it's not also a bad idea, if it was even, quote unquote, inspected, mm-hmm. If you have a shop you normally favor, you know, have one of the service technicians take a look at it, put it up on the lift and look in at the front bumper cover and see if they see any hidden damage. But normally, yeah. again, minor, it really is minor. So,
yeah, and it's a good thing to know because I was saying I see them advertised all the time, the Carfax. And I think a lot of people, when they see them advertised, you wonder how accurate is it? Is this just some sort of a, you know, not a scam necessarily, but you wonder about the accuracy. And it's good to hear it from you because, you know, you're dealing with it and it is accurate. And that's nice to know that I can check on a used car that I'm buying and have an accurate idea of what I'm really getting.
I'll give you an example. I have a customer that has a 2003 Toyota Camry. It had 250,000 miles on it and the engine failed. I located a used engine that was in Tennessee mm-hmm. that from a major salvage company. I purchased this engine. And of course, when they sell something, it has the VIN number on the invoice that I received for the engine.
Yep.
And so I purchased the engine and they claimed the engine had 60,000 miles on it. Okay. Meaning the salvage yard. I did a Carfax on that VIN. Mm-hmm. It showed on this 2006 Toyota mm-hmm. every time she had an oil change.
Oh, wow.
Right. So I verified using the Carfax, getting the VIN. This is from a salvage area. Mm-hmm. And also the VIN number, believe it or not, was even stamped on that engine. It had a tag on it.
Yep.
And it was for real. It's true. So I purchased the engine, installed it. The customers had it installed for a year now. It runs like a champ. And you know, so that's just one example, one way where Carfaxes.
And it's good to know that you can rely on it. I mean, if technicians like you who are doing good work rely on it, then certainly I can rely on it.
Well, and keep in mind, Carfax is not the only, you know, right. we're favoring Carfax here. There are many other companies out there that will do this same yeah. product. You'll get the same results from other companies that, perform the same right. service.
I'm just mentioning that because that was in the email.
Right.
All right, here's another quick one here. This person has a 2012 Toyota Tundra, doesn't mention the miles, said they started up, it was a high-pitched squeal for about 30 seconds. Short drive to work was fine, but after work, the red battery light came on when the voltmeter is showing a significant discharge. So they've got to have towed to a shop, and the shop told her the alternator was bad, and they quoted her just above $2,000 for an alternator battery replacement. And she said the battery is less than a year old. She said, I have two questions. She goes, number one, could this just be the serpentine belt is bad and they're trying to make money from me? And if it is the alternator, does that price seem about right for you?
Well, here's what we don't know. We don't have the full picture here. We don't know what they're actually replacing besides the alternator itself. And that large, the squealing noise could have been the fact that maybe the belt tensioner failed. And of course, when it failed, she had the noise. In other words, the belt was slipping. But in many cases, these alternators, believe it or not, they can freeze up. The bearings go bad and they can lock up. Well, if the alternator's locked up, of course, you're going to have to replace it. At the same time, the serpentine belt and, you know, that's damaged. So what I would recommend there is that hopefully the service shop is going to use a Daco serpentine demanding drive kit.
Okay.
What you get there is you get a belt, you'll get the tensioner, an idler pulley, and then you'll get the actual tensioner as a set. It's a three-piece set. Oh, that's what they'll most likely, and that cost of that could be in there with the alternator using, you know, the Daco serpentine belt drive kit.
Okay.
And then the battery, they probably, you know, in my case, anytime you change an alternator, sometimes an alternator will fail because of a battery that's failing.
Mm-hmm.
But they probably don't know when it was replaced or not. So they're automatically putting this in. You know, so even if you look at it this way, a battery is probably $250 for that vehicle.
Yeah.
So there's many different factors you have to look at here. If they claim the battery did fail, and if the battery is only a year old, there still should be a warranty on that battery so she can warranty that battery out for a lesser dollar amount. People forget about it. When you buy a battery, there still is a warranty. They're not prorated anymore. They may have, you know, a 3 or 4 year warranty. And, and I always recommend, you know, same thing as that, you know, if you buy a battery, if you're a do-it-yourself, you can go to Advanced Auto Parts and buy their die-hard battery, which is one of the best on the market. And we know for a fact, too, that, you know, one of our friends, Clarios, they're the ones that manufacture most of these batteries worldwide. And they can always go to autobatteries.com and specifically look up your make, year and model, and find out exactly what battery is recommended for that. So always remember, do not, if you're changing a battery, I want to throw this in, always put in equal or a step above. Don't always go below.
Yeah,
I've seen it so many times that a person will have an AGM battery in a lot of the parts stores. They'll start off, people want price. They'll start off like with a good, better, and best, but you have to, you know, make sure that you're getting the recommended battery for your application.
Right. And it seems like that price is probably, she was worried about how much it's going to cost. It depends on what all they're doing to the car.
Right. So. And there could be the, you know, the serpentine drive kit, the Daco belt kit with tensioner.
Sure. Okay. That should solve her problem. Another problem solved, Dan.
Oh, great.
Why don't we do this again next week and solve some more problems? What do you think?
Well, let's hang around for a while. We can continue.
We'll solve some of Cindy's problems.
Oh, boy. I'm not a psychiatrist.
Me neither. Until next week, everybody, have a safe driving week ahead. A clear windshield is an important part of safely operating your vehicle. Peak Silicone Plus Wiper Blades features a tri-layer wiping element constructed with a silicone compound to extend the life. 2 million problem-free wipes, to be exact. Peak Silicone Plus and Silicone Platinum wiper blades last 4 times longer than the industry standard, and the Easy Snap Universal Connector System fits most wiper arm styles. You can learn more at peakauto.com. It's available at amazon.com/PEAK. While today's gasoline is good, it still leaves behind deposits that rob power and efficiency. Hot Shot Secret Gasoline Extreme is engineered to deep clean fuel injectors, intake valves, and combustion chambers in just one tank, restoring lost performance while protecting critical engine components. The result? Improved throttle response, increased fuel economy up to 7.9% in user testing, and a smoother operation. Hot Shot Secret Gasoline Extreme is powered by science, available nationwide at Tractor Supply, Amazon, and at hotshotsecret.com.